This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I wanted to open the show with an issue that I'm seeing as I'm doing telemedicine and I'm seeing patients. And unfortunately, a growing problem we have is people can't see their doctor. Right? So they're not getting into their doctor. So many people aren't getting their vaccines. They're not getting their blood pressure checked. They're not getting their diabetes checked. And you know, at first I thought it was a little bit of a line, you know, because doctor's offices started to reopen. Doctors had banners saying, come on in. I mean, and I'm like, okay, really, you just want to use telemedicine and you don't want to go through the blood test. You don't want to go through the exam. And, you know, I'm not buying it. But there, as I'm hearing some people start to stress that they can't get their Ritalin or their Adderall or their medications, and they call up telemedicine saying, look, I don't want to lose my job. I'm noticing more and more of these. And I'm like, those are medications that you need to do in person. We can't call in controlled substances. You need to see your medical provider. And they go, my medical provider is still closed. I believe them. I don't really see them lying on that one, you know? And it, even if medical providers are back open, they are so behind with seeing patients that getting somebody in monthly might not be as practical as it once was. So if you've been on ADHD medication, and that's been what's keeping you afloat during your job, you're facing some, you know, kind of dire straits here. And so I thought we need to kind of quickly talk about what is attention deficit versus what is maybe not attention deficit. You know, I had a patient call yesterday, hasn't started medications, but wanted to start medications. And they were worried they were going to lose their job because they can't concentrate and they can't stay focused at work. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they described it. I'm like, well, that sounds boring as hell. I wouldn't be able to either. You know, and so you start to kind of wonder, and I go, you look, before you start to commit yourself to taking a medication and then making sure you get your every month follow-up, you know, with an in-person doctor, you know, and then have to decide, are you going to be on this throughout your 40s and your 50s and your 60s, because you hopefully are going to work, you know, the rest of your life. Maybe we need to figure out if you really have attention deficit hyperactivity. Now, you can have attention deficit, you can have hyperactivity, you can have both, okay? So, adult attention deficit, you had to have had some symptoms, okay? Shall we say, prior, you go back and you might have had some symptoms as a kid, but it wasn't diagnosed or it wasn't treated. Then you currently have had symptoms for at least 6 months, but it can't just be symptoms at work. It also has to be symptoms at home. It also has to be symptoms maybe with social activities. So like, for example, when I have parents come in saying, yeah, my kid has attention deficit because the teacher says so, and I go, well, you know, can he watch a movie at home? Oh, yeah, he'll sit through a whole movie. Can he play a video game? Yeah, I'll sit through a whole video game. This is only at school. Well, then you start to wonder, well, maybe school might not be challenging. School might be boring, you know? Me, I got food in my mouth that wants to just pop out. I understand why I didn't swallow my breakfast earlier. I don't know, my breakfast seems to come up all the time. Don't ask why. So with the total attention, adult attention deficit, same thing. It can't just be the symptoms at work. If you have the symptoms, you know, pervading throughout your life. What type of symptoms? Well, impulsivity, lack of concentration, lack of attention, not able to finish a task. You have to actually have five of the following symptoms, at least five. So lack of attention, difficulty sustaining attention with tasks, not really listening when spoken to, not following through on instructions, difficulty organizing tasks and activities. So your boss says, okay, I need you to organize this retreat or whatever, and you're like, I can't do it. Avoiding tasks that requires kind of sustained mental sort of effort. Loses or misplaces objects, easily distracted, and if you forget a lot of things in your daily activities, like I forgot to brush my teeth, or I forgot to put my socks on, those kinds of things, okay? Or I forgot my keys. Now, hyperactivity and impulsivity, you have to have five of the following. Forgetfulness, right? Or, I'm sorry, not forgetfulness, but fidgeting. Like, you know, always in your seat fidgeting. Like that. Leaving the seat frequently. Guy got to pee. Feeling kind of restless. Can't relax. Unable to engage in leisure activities quietly. Like, you can't just sit on a hammock and be quiet. Always on the go. Difficulty, like, being still for an extended period of time. Talks excessively. Blurts out answers. Yes, thank you. Diagnosing myself with hyperactivity. And difficulty waiting his or her turn. Interrupts or intrudes on others. Okay, listen. I'm up in people's business because I don't want to forget my thought. So I'm like, you know what? Before I forget my thought, let me just interrupt you. Tell me what I have to say and then go back to doing what you're doing. So I blurted out, and I blurted out answers to school because I knew the answer. The class would be sitting there, not answering. The teacher would ask a question, and everybody, it would be crickets. And I'm like, I know. And then I just got to the point where, you know, let me just blurt out the answer. My friends were like, thank you, because otherwise I'll get called on. So I kind of blurt out answers just because I just know the answer. So that's kind of how I be. But anyway, for me to be diagnosed with hyperactivity, I would have had to have five of them. I think I have 4.9, so I'm good. Right? But same thing with attention deficit. So what are symptoms of hating your job? Well, wanting to be distracted, always going to your cell phone, always going to your tablet or your computer, you know, trying to talk to other people because you're just trying to make it interesting, or you're trying not to fall asleep, you know, getting a task and not really finishing it because you're bored. You don't like the task. I mean, if I had to work in some company and do physics problems, I would probably be diagnosed with attention deficit and then some. Because I get really bored with physics, okay? I mean, maybe it'll hold my attention for 5 minutes, but then once I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Also, sometimes many of us apply for a job that we're really not qualified for, okay? I mean, if we don't know how to do IT, why the hell did we apply for that? So, of course, we're going to not be able to finish our tasks. So just keep in mind, before you start to commit to an attention deficit medication stimulant, make sure you discuss with your provider so they can kind of discern the difference. Because we're seeing huge spikes in adult attention deficit, as well as huge spikes in people hating the job. 1-877-COVID.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is a little disgusting, but it's something we need to talk about. 16 years worth of earwax has been removed from a UK man who had not cleaned his ears in more than a decade and a half. An online Caters news clip of the nauseating removal and the dig findings have gone viral. I have not seen the video, and I don't intend to. The video shows Neil Raithafa, a British audiologist of the Hear Clinic practice based in Leicestershire, removing clumps of wax and dead skin from a single ear of a patient. Now, Dr. Raithafa, who refers himself as the wax whisperer, in an online video, addressed the ear blockage in a patient that Caters news reported was experiencing severe ear pain and vertigo for several weeks. Vertigo was like room spinning. The patient also had a previous history of surgery that removed a bone in the back of the ear due to an infection, the report said. It was comfortably the largest haul of earwax and dead skin I've ever removed from a single ear. Oh, Lord of mercy, there's the pictures. Oh, my gosh. The video showed the specialist excavating pieces of wax and dead skin. The procedure takes usually about 10 minutes, but for this gentleman, it took a whole hour.
He said, I was just shocked at how much earwax and dead skin I removed, according to the Post, and he was even slightly nauseous. It's a very difficult and complex case. So, you know how they have Dr. Pimple Popper? And she became huge, and there's a TV show and all that. So I'm sure, you know, the Wax Whisperer is now, you know, going to get his, you know, claim to fame and TV show and all that. So I just don't really watch those shows because, you know, I've seen enough of it in my career. I really don't need to go home and see it, you know. I'd like to go home and, you know, see a movie that has Michael Fassbender in it. Or Cobra Kai. I really like that show, Cobra Kai. I cannot believe the Karate Kid dudes are back. And I got to tell you guys about Cobra Kai in a second. But anyway, going back to the ear thing. Okay. So, I, doing telemedicine, am very, very frustrated when people call up and they go, hi, I have an ear infection. I need some antibiotics. And I go, why do you think you have an ear infection? Well, because I can't hear out of one ear, and it hurts. Okay, those could be signs of an ear infection. But it also could be signs that you have, you know, wax in the ear. Oh, yeah, and I'm also dizzy. An ear infection could do that too, but it could also be wax. And I go, somebody needs to look in the ear. No, just give me antibiotics. We're not supposed to just give antibiotics. Yeah, I get so frustrated with that, and I'm like, someone's got to look in the ear. And this patient had vertigo and ear pain. That's kind of what it, you know, what happens. Now, some of you are probably thinking, well, oh my gosh, I don't want to be on the Wax Whisperer TV show. So what do I do to not have buildup of wax? Should I start running and getting Q-tips? No. Q-tips can kind of make it worse. Q-tips can accidentally push the wax back deeper. And Q-tips can actually inflame the canal of the ear, such that now you have more skin and more shedding. Now, wax is protective. We need wax. Just like me, you need Dr. Wax. See? See how I did that? You need wax because wax is a coating. It's a protective coating. Remember, your ears allow an opening to your brain. It's not a large opening because you have an eardrum and you have inner ear bones and you have some structures there, but you still have a conduit to your brain coming from your ears. So remember I told you all every orifice has to have some sort of a cleaning mechanism. You know, the nose has nasal discharge, the urethra has urine, vagina has vaginal secretions, you know, penis, same thing. Tushy. So, same thing with an ear. So, what the ear produces is wax. Earwax prevents a lot of the bugs from coming in, a lot of the bugs from setting up shop. And here, you and I get out of the shower, we immediately go, oh, I feel water in my ear, I gotta go run and get a Q-tip. And we need to stop that. And I say we because I do that all the time. I don't like the feeling of anything in my ear, so I kind of scratch it with a Q-tip. By the way, if your inner ear itches, you probably need like a little bit of a steroid solution in there, or you probably have no wax, and because that wax is protective and it's soothing and it's moisturizing and you don't have that anymore because you kept cleaning it out, now it's getting dry and eczematous and flaky. So you definitely need to leave it alone. Do not stick things in your ear. No ear candles. We don't recommend that. There are some ear drops and over-the-counter home irrigation methods. I don't recommend those because I don't know if you guys are going to do them correctly. And I don't want you to diagnose yourself with having cerumen impaction or wax if you're having an ear infection. So I don't want you cleaning out your ears on your own when your pain could be a outright ear infection. I don't want you spraying anything into your ear if you have an ear infection. So just have somebody look at the ear. That's just what you need to do. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So just really quick 2 seconds, I want to talk about this Cobra Kai. For those of you guys that remember the Karate Kid as kids, okay? And now, I am sorry if I'm like a season or two late, and you guys have said, Dahlia, we've already seen this. But for those of us who kind of grew up in the 80s, and remembered the Karate Kid, and you had William Zabka as the bad guy, the blonde kid, and then you had Ralph Macchio as the good kid. Well, I'm only on episode 4 of Cobra Kai, and it's a very interesting twist where you're starting to like the bad guy, and the good guy is starting to get on your nerves. And so, and I'm not going to give anything away because you guys need to see it. But it is a really, really interesting twist. Now, this I will give away because it's been around for a couple years. So, I'm Dr. Dahlia Wax. So, for years, I've heard, oh, wax on, wax off. So, wax on, wax off has been a very, very famous line from the original Karate Kid movie. Because when Ralph Macchio went to Mr. Miyagi to learn how to do karate, Mr. Miyagi said, well, you know, you need to kind of, you know, first clean my, or paint my fences. Or you need to, you know, scrub the floors. Or you need to wax the cars. Wax on with this one, wax off with that one. And they were certain movements. And he was doing the movements wrong. Miyagi made him do a different movement. And you're like, what the heck is he doing? This guy is taking advantage of a teenager, you know, a man. I'd get mad. I would leave the dude. I'd be, you know, karate chopping him. And then all of a sudden you realize that the reason why Mr. Miyagi had him do that sort of method of cleaning or whatever is because when he threw some punches at the kid, LaRusso, he was able to block because he did wax on, wax off. Or he painted up and down and whatever the heck he did. So it was pretty remarkable. So, and in fact, it was so remarkable that that kind of extended. Here we are almost 40 years later. You know, still talk about wax on, wax off, and, you know, cleaning and painting and doing things another way. Well, Cobra Kai takes those 40 years, okay, and actually takes all of that and in one line, right, completely changes it. So the new sensei has somebody doing chores for him. Just so happens. Kid asks, do you want me to wash this window any particular way? And the guy goes, no, I don't give a blank. I don't give a blank. So it's kind of funny. I'm sorry. Can't, like, repeat some of the words. So anyway, for those of you that love Karate Kid, maybe you won't like Cobra Kai because you were really, really into the wax on, wax off. And I wasn't. I really hated that part of the movie. I liked the part where he got, like, an old car. I thought it was really, really cool. He got a 50s. Gosh, what kind of a car did he get? I don't know, but he got this old car, and I was like, oh, I want that. All right, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Every year we hear about a kid, unfortunately, dying because he swam and he enjoyed nature like a lot of other kids. Well, a brain-eating amoeba could hide in silt in these warm waters, and unfortunately a 13-year-old boy has died of a brain-eating amoeba. This happened in Florida. Parents of Tanner Lake Wall told Florida news outlet that their son contracted the amoeba Naegleria fowleri while he was swimming at a campground in North Florida near Tallahassee just a few days before his death. He swam in a lake Friday and Saturday with 50-plus kids, and her daughters were there, her husband was there, nobody else got it. He was the only one. And these amoebas are dangerous. They basically come up into the nose. They sit at the bottom of the riverbed. Your feet might disturb the silt, bring it up. If you're underwater, that amoeba might be able to just swim right up into your nose. Then he began to complain of bad headaches 2 days after swimming. Then he got nausea and vomiting. Parents took him to Putnam Community Medical Center. He was diagnosed with strep throat. When he didn't get better, they drove him to UF Health in Gainesville. He unfortunately had to be put on a ventilator. Tanner's father said, we're sorry to tell you, said that the doctors told him, we're sorry to tell you this, but your son doesn't have bacterial meningitis. He has amoeba, and there is no cure. So unfortunately, he died from that. So, you know, make sure your kids don't swim underwater if they are in warm lakes and things like that. Have nose covers, those little nose clips, and any sign of headache, take them in right away. 1-877-DOCTALI.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Contempt for the American people and their health.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasting the president for his comments about coronavirus. The Democrat from California continues.
Contempt for any real effort to crush the virus. Contempt for his supporters.
Pelosi was not asked about her comments regarding Chinatown on February 24th.
We want to be vigilant about what it might be on the what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it, but we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown.
At least seven people are dead as a result of wildfires raging in the western United States. California alone has set a record this year with nearly 2.3 million acres being destroyed by wildfires, and President Trump set to hold a campaign event in Michigan tonight. This is USA Radio News. The number of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continues to decline in many places, including California. Governor Gavin Newsom reporting a 24% decline in statewide hospitalizations over a 14-day period, and a 7-day average for positive infections is at 3.8%. All of this is good news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
Is everyone worrying about after the Labor Day weekend? But I want to report that in the United States, over the last 2 weeks, new cases are down 13%, deaths are down 25%, and over the last 3 days, we're having a dramatic decrease, less than 30,000 new cases across the United States over the last 3 days post-Labor Day weekend. We're still keeping an eye on that.
The legislative director for the Democratic Speaker of the House in Oregon was arrested during rioting in Portland over the weekend. The woman arrested for interfering with a police officer. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
Maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. How you bite your own mouth, I really don't know. Okay, so there's a book Bob Woodward wrote on, I guess, Donald Trump. There's books, everyone's writing a book about Donald Trump these days. I haven't written a book on Donald Trump. Maybe I should. I think I'm working on my 11th book now. I'm working on a really good book with one of my friends now. It's really fun. But anyway, can't say, surprise. And in it, he was criticizing Donald Trump for downplaying or quoting him on downplaying the coronavirus epidemic when it started. And Trump had admitted that he did because he didn't want people to worry. Now, I remember what happened in January, February, and March, okay? And I'm not here to be a fact checker, okay? I'm a physician. I'm a citizen. I just remember that when this started happening, there were calls to close the borders. I remember that. I also remember Donald Trump's like, we don't need to shut everything down. Okay, everybody calm down. I remember he wanted to calm everybody down. Now, the big debate that's going to be coming up with this next election is, was Trump's attitude towards, I want everybody calm, a cause of multiple deaths or millions of deaths, or was it a sane approach to a crisis, right? Was he being lackadaisical, or was he being methodical? And so that's going to be a debate. And, I know many of you have debated, and I can already predict what some of you guys are going to say and what others of you guys are going to say. But I think there's some lessons to be learned here, because here we are in September of 2020, and I'm starting to notice some of the people that had, you know, cried wolf and cried, we need to shut down, and we all need to go into hiding, and we all need to, I'm starting to hear them go, we probably didn't need to shut down. And I'm like, okay, wait a second, okay, let's roll back the tape. And me, if I rolled back the tape with what I said, all right, one thing I was harping on back in January and February, and there are tapes, okay, because we have all the podcasts, so one thing I was harping on is, number one, can people actually get the flu test so we know how many of these are flu and how many of these are COVID? So I was harping on, can we get some objectivity? Can we get some sort of testing? I understood we didn't really have coronavirus testing, but I wanted to know how many of these flu-like cases were flu versus COVID. I also was a little bit concerned about mass shutdowns because I was concerned about how are we going to reopen them. But if you also roll back the tape, I said, look, we don't know what the hell we have here. This could be a scary virus. People are dying. Okay, we do need to do quarantines. So I was pro-quarantines. I also, even though I thought there was a big debate on masks, I agreed that hospitals were not going to have enough PPE. And so we needed to avoid a frenzy of people trying to grab masks and buying them so that the hospitals don't have them. I wanted to avoid a frenzy at the grocery stores where people were buying water and toilet paper. There was no toilet paper for the rest of us. Still, nobody really seems to be wiping their butts. Usually all year long, all of a sudden with COVID, and everybody's worried about their tushy. Found that kind of fascinating. And then I also was concerned that I didn't really want people coughing and sneezing on each other. So I was a fan of there being some sort of social distancing. It's just I thought it was kind of random with the whole 6 feet thing, because I'm like, we don't even know what this virus is, and we're kind of pulling that 6 feet thing out of our butts. So I was mixed. I have no problem admitting that I was mixed. I did not want a whole country shut down. I wanted some sort of quarantines of people who were sick. And I wanted hospitals to be able to have access to masks. And face coverings, I thought that offer some protection. Not a lot, but some. So now we're starting to have people, now play Monday morning quarterback going, I know football starts today. But we have people play Monday morning quarterback going, maybe we didn't need to shut down. CDC said we've only had really 10,000 true deaths from COVID, per se, directly. We've had 190,000+ deaths of COVID-related deaths. So did we really have to do all this? Well, you're going to see a change in attitude the longer the lockdowns go. And when the economic upheaval or collapses of the real estate market or collapses of our education system or collapses of our healthcare systems happen, that's when people are going to change their tune on what they should have done. I remember Trump's approach was, guys, just can you call everybody calm down? I don't think we have to all kind of lose our poop. And I don't know if that was the right move or not. I mean, I agreed with it because I really didn't like panic in any sort of medical situation. You never panic. Right? Everybody has to be calm. Everybody has to kind of slow the roll and go, all right, you know what? This is what we're gonna do. So I being calm is fine. Did he, with that message, not assist in ventilator transport or a ventilator production or whatever? I don't know. I don't think so. And I know we're hearing both sides, so I don't know. I can't comment on that. But if his approach was, guys, let's just kind of calm down, figure out what's going on, you can't go back and say, well, we should have shut the country down sooner. because he wanted to shut the country down. He wanted to close borders even before COVID. So I think the blame game, the point I'm making is just moot at this point, okay? I know people are really, really excited to bring that up during the debates. And, you know, maybe they think that they won't get Trump reelected if they could bring that up. You know, how was Trump's response to the coronavirus? First of all, this coronavirus was worldwide, okay? So if somebody said, oh, my gosh, coronavirus led to, you know, a lot of positive cases and a lot of deaths, first, you need to actually break down the number of deaths, which the CDC is starting to do. And it's starting to kind of tell people, all right, you know, maybe we need to start being a healthier group of people, because when you're unhealthy, this seems to kill. When you're healthy, it doesn't seem to be that bad. Number two is it hit other countries, too. And if you go, well, yeah, but if you look at Kuwait had less deaths. Well, Kuwait is a smaller country. Of course, it's going to have less deaths. You know, so this was a worldwide thing. So blaming it on the Prime Minister of Israel, or blaming it on the United Arab Emirates, or blaming it on Australia or Sweden or America, doesn't really make sense, because this virus was worldwide. Which, another thing, which can't really say the virus is fake, because the virus affected and killed people in all sorts of countries. So that's another point we need to debate at a different time. But what we're going to start to notice is people were maybe pro-shutdown and pro-lockdown, thinking it was going to all be over by June. Nobody thought that we would be here in September, still not having sports arenas filled, still not having our kids go to school, still having millions of people out of work. I see memes online going, you know, how do you teach your kid cursive? I mean, without being in front of the teacher. I mean, you need a teacher teaching kids how to read, how to do Braille if they need it, how to learn a language. Some people are going to say, you know what, maybe this wasn't worth it. And I'm afraid that we might not get all the numbers and all the facts because we have an election. I really wish this wasn't an election year. I really do, because I just don't know what sort of manipulation of the data there's going to be. Now there's a back and forth with Sturgis. People are saying there were 260,000 cases because of Sturgis. And the South Dakota governor is like, no, those numbers are wrong. Well, so who do we believe? Personally, expect the economic downfall from our shutdown to be worse, to continue, and to probably change a lot of people's minds on how we approached COVID. And it's going to be a big learning lesson for us, okay? I believe we've always needed a dry run, because when Ebola comes, we are going to have to shut down and we are going to have to lock down. It's just we might not have had to do that for COVID. And so what's going to happen if Ebola comes? Or is anybody going to be on, you know, on board? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round.
If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. DRDALIAH.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
DocADali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Governor Andrew Cuomo, who had, remember a few weeks back, offered to make cook you dinner if you were wealthy and would consider coming back to New York because they need your tax money, has admitted this week that he might have to consider taxing the wealthy. As a last resort, if the federal government does not provide aid. So he had begged the rich to come back because he wanted the city to be saved from economic ruin. Obviously, the COVID pandemic, I think, put them into an $8 billion budget deficit. Got to double-check that number, but I think it was $8 billion that they're low on. And when you have tons of people unemployed because of the very slow return of reopening and shut down restrictions and not allowing people to eat inside, air conditioning when it's hot in a sweltering summer, so obviously customers aren't going to restaurants and if they have to sit outside in the heat,
and stores closing down and people just shopping from Amazon and then people going, why do I have to live here? I could be living in a, you know, in a cheaper area in Connecticut or New Jersey and work from home. And then the homelessness issues and the, you know, protests and the crime and police getting defunded. There's a lot of people saying, I'm out of here. So as people have fled New York City, New York's trying to figure out how to attract them. Unfortunately, telling them if they're going to get taxed isn't the best way to do it. So Cuomo has, according to Daily Mail, now acknowledged for the first time since COVID-19, forced the city shutdown, that raising taxes might have to be part of the solution. He said the hiking taxes on wealthy New Yorkers would be a last resort if all other aid options fell through. This $8 billion budget deficit is expected to grow in the coming years. As you know, the city's economy has been devastated by the coronavirus outbreak. Tens of thousands of people thrown out of work, businesses forced to shut down. Any governor right now is not having an easy time. So he says we have a deficit. We don't just have an economic deficit. We have a combination of factors that are hurting New York City. Before you talk about tax increases in New York City or New York State, let's focus on the better options. So he said the best and fair solution would be a coronavirus relief package from the federal government that bails out the states that have been devastated by the pandemic. Now, I mean, yeah, that would be nice, the government bailing out. But if New York is having an $8 billion deficit, was California like a $4.5 billion? I mean, how many billions or trillions of dollars does the government keep shelling out, and how do they do this? I mean, it sounds like in the news, they could just prove it. It gets sent. They could just print more money. I don't know what that does in terms of inflation. I mean, does everybody have to be on the same, you know, page going, okay, look, if we're going to have all this extra money flooded into the economy, nobody raise your prices. I just don't see that happening. I see prices being raised because the average restaurant, the average store, the average salon, doctor's office, whatever, has to pay for PPE, has to pay for less volume. Prices are going up. So Cuomo said the best solution would be a coronavirus relief package from the federal government. He said if tax increases were imposed on multimillionaires and billionaires, it should firstly be done on a federal level and not a state one. So Cuomo has previously argued that New York would be at a disadvantage if taxes were only hiked on a state level because it means the wealthy would just abandon the city and go elsewhere. So, again, we're not here on this show to play a violin for any particular group, right? But the way the economy works is certain groups of people take on the burden of things. Look at the essential workers. Many of the essential workers are blue-collar, lower-income. Many of the people that have been able to stay home and work from home on their computer were suits. They had more of the white-collar jobs. So, we will see demographics in certain groups of people be more afflicted than others. Same thing with in terms of tax burden. If you make more money, you just seem to get hit with more taxes. The liberals seem to think we should continue to tax. The Republicans seem to, the conservatives seem to think, well, we need to incentivize because we need the wealthy to cause business. To, you know, Amazon has just announced they're going to have 33,000 jobs with an average pay of $150,000. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But Amazon made a crap load of money. Jeff Bezos is rich. Amazon's shares are what, 4,000 a share now? I don't know how much Amazon shares are. They're big. So Amazon is huge. So Amazon will then take it upon themselves to create more jobs. Whoever seems to do better seems to grow and then need more staff and need more jobs. So that sort of thinking seems to be incentivized by the conservatives. But New York has a huge issue that you've talked about. It's been too costly to live there for years. They have rising crime. Even in the suburbs, it's still way too expensive. And if you don't have to, if your business is starting to become shuttered, let's say the reason why you're rich is you owned a bunch of Shake Shacks
Well, didn't Shake Shack file bankruptcy? What if you owned a bunch of JCPenney's? That's why you were rich. Well, JCPenney has had to file, I believe, bankruptcy and close stores. So why were you rich? If coronavirus affected your line of work, and most people's line of work got affected, unless you were Zoom or Amazon, you're going to have issues. So if you're going to have issues, you're going to be like, wait a second, okay, I need to kind of pinch some pennies here. And if New York is planning on taxing us more, and since a lot of people have left, now there's less of us, which means we're going to have to take on more burden, we're going to leave too. And so I don't know if it was the most strategic thing for Governor Cuomo to bring up. I understand that he wants to be straight with people and say, look, you know I didn't want to tax you guys, but that might be a reality. But if I was wealthy and I was living in New York and I was kind of seeing the writing on the wall, I'd be getting out of Dodge. Because I would not want to have to be, you know, one of the few to try to carry that state. And it's a shame because, see, me, I like to donate money to charity. I don't like the concept of, okay, just tax me more to help everybody else. I don't know if where my tax dollars are going. Okay, I'm looking at my tax dollars going to Nancy Pelosi and her being able to get her hair done. That's not where that's why I like to directly donate. If people are saying we have a homeless problem and we have a shelter that, you know, and these people need food and clothing or shampoo or whatever, that's who I like to donate to. I'd rather donate than do taxes. So, you know, if wealthy people leave, like, oh my gosh, well, look at them, they're selfish and they're whatever. I mean, they might still be donating. They might still be, they just might not want their money to go to Cuomo's salary. They might not want, they might have wanted their money to go to law enforcement or go to public education, you know, or go to cancer research or whatever, and the Medicaid or whatever, and the money's not going there. So, you know, it's that's the problem with, okay, well, we're just going to raise your taxes. When people are already starting to feel a bite and they have no idea what their economic future is going to be. I mean, somebody who owns a bunch of boutique stores, they're not going to be rich much longer. Yeah, and nobody's talking about what happens if we have a collapse of our internet. What happens if we have power grid issues? I mean, I've heard that some kids in school have only been able to be on for an hour and a half because they just have too many issues with online. I mean, we've been using online. I use online. But what happens when the power goes out? People lose their mind. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.